Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Thousand rain now in the sky. You will live.
very funny. I philosophy that inspired I and I to tread Mount Zion way. Oh, 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 yeah. If tomorrow I was leaving to Zion, then I wouldn't stay a minute more. Cause these ways of life I am living, oh yeah, would let anyone.
And everything that they flip-flop. Everything that your brain never been taught. Let me get into the roots like a dreadlock. Pop, pop, shit, stop when the truth drop. What's one in the booth, am I too hot? What the rule up like the stew in a new spot? Too many trying to teach, need to be taught. Too many trying to preach, don't know shot.
Don't know no warrior, don't know shot.
This man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
andenya kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
I was lost. Lost in sin and sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. 'Tis the old ship of Zion. 'Tis the old ship of Zion.
Are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One morning, I got on
board. Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truth. In that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
No, he is.
Consider the anxious sluggard. What works out there with no overseer.
Thank you.
Father's house to walk streets that never rest, and then maybe they'll hear me in the metropolis. So I'm sending out an SOS. She's fighting with her ties, she wants out of this mess. Bright city lights might brighten up the darkness. Know that I'm tired and you know that I'm stressed. You can't stop me and you can't stop this. You could call the police, try to make an arrest. Today is the day that I repossess, leaving on the first train that I can get. Now it rings around the eyes, stopping wet from raindroplets. Window shopping for some solace, nowhere dressing penniless. The price that you pay for running away from the stress. Feeling the pain like the dance by the DJ. Remind me of a time when things were okay. Remind me of a time when things were okay.
Emperor Haile Selassie has survived crises few modern leaders experience. The brutal conquest of his country was the most painful. When he appealed for help to the League of Nations, he spoke not only for Ethiopia, but for the integrity of all small nations. The world turned its back and drifted into a Second World War.
Thank you.
Greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
መዝሙር 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው። የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Yes, 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 yes. Here, 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 the Monday
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter what now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Harkocho. Yefenof Mesoskol Haaretz. הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה, ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב החליך כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצו ארץ צדק מלאה ימיניך ישמח הר ציון, סגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide. Forever, 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 forever.
Discipleship Radio. Discipleship Radio.
The course of discipleship. The cost of discipleship, my brothers and sisters, what it costs, it's worth, it's value. The cost of discipleship is great. Discipleship is great. Discipleship is great. Discipleship is great.
Just a little observation in these here latter days and time of this system. A couple of observations here from the Word, because of the observation of what we're seeing in this dispensation, in this generation, this 2019, 2020, 400th year, you know, here in the 400th year, about to go into 2020, be a century, a centenary of the roaring 20s, and how that's so very important. And they say that hindsight is 2020. So both in retrospect, but also in looking forward, but mainly in looking at the present time space continuum that we're living in. And I noticed a few, more than a few, but one particular subject matter, and just zooming in on this particular subject matter here. Looking up in the Word, in Micah, comparing Micah 7 and 6 with Matthew 10:35 and Luke 12:53, even this Torah portion, these Torah portions right here, we have the Esau and Yaakov, the reunion of Esau and Jacob, also the war of the sons of Esau, of Esau against Yaakov, Jacob's sons. We have this more brought out in the Metzafer Kufale, or the Book of Divisions, known as Jubilees, or more correctly, Ethiopian Book of Jubilees. Very, very interesting, because this kind of connects with generations of Esau, who is Edom. So we have Esau, who is Edom. Esau, who is Edom. Now, when we get to, I think it's chapter 36, with this Torah portion here from 32, to 36, and in 36 we get the generations, the toldot. Now note that right there, the last time we had toldot, this was the sixth Torah portion, the sixth Sheshi Torah portion, we had toldot, generations of Yitzhak. Now Yitzhak, his generations, toldot was Esau, whom he loved because of the venison, because of the hunt, because of the game in his mouth, and Yaakov, whom the matriarch loves. And now this is because that word that she saw it of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and he revealed to her, we could say, the mystia, that which was hidden. And now Yitzhak was legally blind, Torah speaking, because Jah loved Jacob, and he hated Esau, who is Edom. So we have fratricide, brother on brother violence, and this is one of the signs in these latter days and times, these perilous times. Now, Moshiach brings it out much more right here, just to touch on a couple of, first words, first reasoning. Now, my key word search was mother, daughter, and law. Now, we have Ruth's example, mother, daughter, and law, Ruth 1 and 8, Ruth 3 and 1, Ruth 3 and 16. Then we come to Micah 7 and 6, where it says, for the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and hear this phrase right here, a man's enemies are the men of his own house. A man's enemies are the men or the persons, the people of his own bait. And also bait is important even with the revelation of El Bait El. El, the true good, the true God, the true power, El Ha'el. Reveal himself as Ha'el, the El Beit El, the true good, the true God, the power, the God of Beth Beit El. So Beit is house, second Hebrew letter. We have Aleph, the first, and Beit. So a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Now, where do we have this? We have this as well in the Gospels, right? We have this as well in the Gospels. A man's enemies shall be they of his own. Here in Matthew. So to the second quote, right, the second quote here, Matthew 10:35. For I am come to set a man at variance, at separation, at difference, at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now, next verse, Matthew 10:36. Here we got it. And a man's foes. Now, KJV translates it as, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Then in verse 37, now this is all red letter when we're looking in the Bibles that are red letter. We have red letter right here, and here in Matthew chapter 10, reading from verse 35, here we're at verse 37, he that loveth father or mother more than me, more than I. So here we have HaMoshiach, Moshiach speaking. Here we have the anointed, Roveinu, and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi, Rabbi, Yeshua speaking. Here we have the word, the Davar, HaDavar, in the incarnation speaking, bringing that word from HaShemayim down to the Haaretz, here to this earthly plane, and making the word plain, the plain truth. He that loveth father or mother more than I, more than Yeshua I, Adonai Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, is not worthy of I. And he that loveth son or daughter more than I is not worthy of I. And he that taketh not his cross, his cross, the mescal, the cross, and followeth after I, is not worthy of I. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth I, and he that receiveth I, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, receiveth him that sent I. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a tzaddik, a righteous, in the name of a tzaddik, a righteous man, shall receive a tzaddik, a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water, only in the name of a talmid, a lamid, a disciple, a dekamezmur, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise, in no way, no wise lose his reward. Now we compare that right there in Matthew 10:35 with Luke 12:53, where it says, the father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now this right here, we compare and contrast this right here. We have Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel here, chapter 12, verse 53. Now, we find that what HaMoshiach, HaDavar, HaDavar, the word, the Davar, the Ka, the word, in the incarnation, the incarnate, we say Yeshua, the word, we have the Malaach Panayo, Panayo, the angel of the presence, perception, the face, even with Yaakov, and the wrestling, the man, angel, messenger, and El Elohim, Panim El Panim. So here we have a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Now, I get into this a little bit more right here, but the link that we have right here is with Micah, Micah 7 and 6. Now, the Orthodox Creed teaches us that the Son, Habain, well, right, the Son, who is the Word, spoke through the Nabayayim or Navim, through the Nabiya, through the prophets. So here we see the prophetical connection with this particular quote and the context. So the original context of this quote we have in Micah, right? We have this in Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7, it's a very interesting chapter, not to get into the fullness, but just to point this out right here, get an overview of what is this chapter about. Well, first of all, the chapter begins, right here. Chapter 7, there are three main sections in this chapter, verses 1 to 6. The corruption of Judean society is lamented, verses 7 to 13. Now we say Yehuda, Judah, also so-called North American black, North American Negro, application there. Verses 7 to 13, Israel, Yisrael, confesses and expresses his faith in Elohim's ultimate vindication, justification, righteousness. Verses 14 to 20, a prayer for the return of divine favor and praise of Elohim's mercy. Now, it's interesting that Yaakov, he says something interesting. He says that he is not worthy of, I think, the chassidim, of all the mercies, the chassidim, of all the mercies, the chassidim. All right, so there's a prayer for the return, and Yaakov returns to Beit El to fulfill his vow. There's the return of divine favor and praise of Elohim's mercy. Now, the verses 1 to 6 lament over the prevailing corruption within the society. And then this brings us right here to verses 7 to 13. And it's at verse 6 that we have, for the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. Even family loyalties and affections are corrupted and have become corrupted. Even with the 40 years, we can look at that connection at this 400th year. The men of his own house, not his servants and slaves, as many might explain, but more probably and likely is his family. Now, how Moshiach, as the Messiah, now takes these very same words, as we have them in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadis Kidan, we have in Matthew, for I come to set a man at variance, at difference, at separation, in Leyai Zen, Metichealo. I've come to set a man at variance against who? His father. And the daughter against who? Her mother. And the daughter-in-law against who? Her mother-in-law. Now, this basically matches what we have right here. For the son dishonors the father. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And then he says a man's enemies are the men of his own household. In the next verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, he says, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. But now, in verse 37, he says, he that loveth father or mother more than me, more than I, red letter, Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMoshiach, I, he says that he that loveth father or mother more than I, for the fleshy, the carnal relationships, more than I is not worthy of I. And he that loveth son or daughter more than I is not worthy of I. Let's pause right there. And now in Matthew 10, that's 10:35, 36, 37, Luke 12:53, the father shall be divided against the son against the father, and the daughter against the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother. Now, here in Luke's Gospel, in Kedusa Lukas Wengel, here we have Kedusa Luka. Luke is giving this particular testimony in verse 54. He says, And he said also to the people, when y'all see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway y'all say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when y'all see the south wind blow, y'all say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Y'all hypocrites. Hypocrites. It's interesting looking at the coin in the Greek sense of hypocrites, like Greek actors wearing masks. You know, so you put that happy face on, put a sad face. Y'all hypocrites. Y'all can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. The sky above, the earth below. But how is it that y'all do not discern this time? How is it that y'all don't discern this Iowa? Even here at this 400th year, even in this time, 2019, 2020, how is it that we don't discern the time, the Iowa? Yea. And why even of yourselves judge y'all not what is right? Because of the lack of worthiness. So he's clearly saying, we say, chant, I don't want no carnal mind. But even among the pseudo-spiritualists, they always seem to have a kind of a default setting for their fleshy, carnal relations. And talk about how much they love the Lord, justify his majesty. Yeah. Y'all hypocrites. Y'all can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that y'all do not discern this time? Yea. And why even of yourselves judge y'all not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate to court, as thou art in the way, as you're going, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee, into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence from there till thou hast paid the very last mite. Take a little pause for the cause right there. Times and times. Times like these. It's interesting because here it says in the next verse in Micah, going back to the original inspiration, the prophet's inspiration, it's a very, very interesting chapter concerning the situations that often ones will say, well, these are the things that will happen before the Messiah comes. Well, here's where it says, woe is me. For I am as the last of the summer fruits, as the grapes gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat, nor first ripe fig, which nafshi, my soul, which she desireth. The godly man, the Hasid, the godly man is perished out of the earth. or to say the godly man, the Hasid. The Hasid is perished out of the land, and the upright among men is no more. They all lie and wait for blood, ambush, ambush in the night, ambush in the day. They hunt every man, achi ho, every man, his ach, his brother, with a net. Their hands are upon that which is evil, to do it diligently. The prince asketh, and the judge is ready for a reward.
A bribe?
And the great man, he uttereth the desire of nafsho, of his soul, of his psyche. Thus, like this, they weave it together, together. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is worse than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman, even thy visitation, is come. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust you all not in a friend. Put you all not confidence in a familiar friend. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. But as for me, as for I will look for Yahuwah. I will look for Jehovah. Wa'ani, by Yahuwah. It's up there. I will look forward by Yahuwah. To Jehovah, I will wait for the God, the true good, of my salvation. Ochila lelohe yishai, my God will hear me. Yisha ma'aini elohai haliyai. Rejoice not against me, against thy own mine enemy. Though I am fallen, I shall arise. Though I sit in darkness, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is a light to me. I will bear the indignation of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, because I have sinned, I have upped up against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for I, he will bring I forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her. Who said to me, where is Yahuwah Elohayik? Where is he who be, who he be, thy Elohim? Mine eyes shall gaze upon her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. The day for building thy walls, even that day, shall be far removed. There shall be a day when they shall come to thee from Assyria, even to the cities of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and from Egypt even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain, and the land shall be desolate for them that dwell therein, because of the fruit of their doings. Tend thy people with thy staff, the flock of thy heritage, that dwell solitarily, as a forest in the midst of the fruitful field. Let them, make them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old, as in the days of thy coming forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, will I show to him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be put to shame for all their might. They shall lay their hands upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. Like crawling things of the earth, things of the earth, things they shall come trembling out of their close places. They shall come with fear to Jehovah Eloheinu, Aina Elohim, and shall be afraid because of thee, I. Who is a El like to the I? Mi El Kamoka, that pardoneth the iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will again have compassion upon us, upon I and I. He will subdue our I and I iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins, all their uckeries, into the depths of the sea. thou wilt show faithfulness to Yaakov, mercy to Abraham, as thou hast sworn to I and thy fathers, I and thy patriarchs, mime k'edem, from the days of old, mime k'edem, from the days of the k'edem, 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 k'edem.
Of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the
Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
John Ryman loves the items to my heart. Last year I know.
Said, for I will go down into the grave to my son.
To my son.
Morning. Ki ered il bni avel sheola. For I will go down. Ki ered. For I will descend. Ki ered il bini, to my son, el bini, to my son, Avel. Morning,
Avel.
Abel, Avel, to my son, morning, to my son, Avel. Ola,
Sheol,
to Sheol, Sheola, ki. Ered il bini avel sheola. For I will go down into Sheol to Beni, my son, mourning Abel. Il Beni Abel, to my son Abel. To my son, to my son, to my son, to my son, to my son. Thus, like this, his father wept for him.
Here I come again, Jaja, before your presence we're staying. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, Father, show us the way to go. You said I must love and feed my enemies and I'm gonna do it. You said I shouldn't hate or grudge and I won't, not even for a minute. Let all the truth come from my lips, bless our souls, cause without you we can't make it. Watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Let's not forget where we're from, for the show us the way to go. You're the wind beneath my wings, see me through all the pain. You lifted me when I was down, now you have me standing on higher ground. Lord, watch over our shoulders tonight and help us live our words tomorrow. Deliver us from sin and shame. Out of the mount of babe and suckle in you of ordained strength. Oh, child, I'm depending on you. Oh, no other help I know. Oh, child, I'm depending on you.
Yahweh, Father, have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good, 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 good.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this for this force, for this force, for this force. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. In the land of Canaan, 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 in the land of Canaan. Chapter 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, Let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead, with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren, and said, The child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son, mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in unto her. And she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kizib when she bare him. And Judah took a wife for Ur, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass, when he went in unto his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow at thy father's house, till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, Lest peradventure he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted, and went up unto his sheep shearers to Timnah, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnah to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place which is by the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way, and said, Go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, Wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give thee? And she said, Thy signet, and thy bracelets, and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her, and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose, and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. And it came to pass, about 3 months after, that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth, and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man whose these are, am I with child. And she said, Discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet, and bracelets, and staff. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, This came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, How hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
It's on the market. History has been documented. Go to Revelation 5 verse 5.
Revelation 5 verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David have prevailed to open the book and to lose 7 seals thereof.
Read it one more time, Jay, and read it slowly, please.
And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to lose the 7 seals thereof.
The tribe of Judah. Who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Can somebody help me? Am I in church? Brothers, I know you're waiting for the main speaker. Who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Jesus? Is it Jesus? Pastor, maybe you can help me. Is it Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go to Genesis 38, verse 21. I said I was not going to bring Bible because I know Pastor knows the Bible from Pastor Frost, maybe all over the place. Brother Gary said, No, Mr. Davis, no. It's not going to work. We're not going to have you if you can't speak from the Bible. I said, okay. Bring it on. Because we got nothing to fear but fear itself. And God does not deal with slavery, did he? So no one is above none. Go to Genesis 38, verse 31.
Genesis 38, verse 21.
Read it loud for the video, Jay. Let him know that you enter full challenge with and you're very bright.
Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot? And that was openly by the wayside. And they said, There was no harlot in that place.
And go on to verse 20. Go to verse 15.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
When Judah saw her, he taught her to be a harlot because she had covered her face.
Go to the other verse that we have there. I think it's verse 22.
And he returned to Judah and said, I can't find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place.
And verse 24.
And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. And also, behold, she is the child of whoredom. And Judah said, Bring her forth and let her be buried.
Hold on. Is that the same Judah that Revelation is speaking about? So that's a thing. Maybe you need to ask Pastor before you say no. Maybe you need to ask Pastor. Don't put yourself out there with our camera. We got camera up here. So Judah, where the lion came from, the lion who passed acknowledged that the Jesus was out by prostitutes.
All right.
Let me finish my point.
great one.
Finish your point and then let's get down to Bible.
Let me finish my point, great one. Judah, without buying prostitutes, Tamar, who had promised to his son, came down dressed as a prostitute, and Judah brought himself unto her. And why am I speaking about this? Because when Judah heard that she was pregnant, what did he do? He said, go get her and burn her alive. And if she did not take that staff, and if she did not take that seal, he would have covered his sin.
All right, Mr. Vegas.
Let me finish one last thing, Pastor.
Mr. Vegas.
So what I'm telling you today, you should pay attention to the name calling. Pay attention to their heart and their action. Judas was a man who was buying prostitutes, yet he wanted to kill prostitutes.
All right, we done heard from Mr. Vegas. You don't have to sit down. You can remain standing. Now,
I respectfully will sit and enjoy the sermon until my
call.
All right,
well, if you want to sit down until your name is called, that'll be fine.
I don't
want
to interrupt you.
That'll be
all
fine.
Right? Yes.
Now,
I hope I get the chance to speak again.
Now, brothers and sisters, I enjoyed what Mr. Vegas has to say, but he misrepresented Pastor Jen.
Amen. Reading, and reading comprehension. That was Mr. Vegas. Mr. Vegas right there trying to do some Bible, but wow. But part of it is from this sabbatical study right here, the ninth, Wayasheb, and he dwelt, and he sat, and he dwelt in the land. Speaking about the patriarch Yaakov, and also in this Torah reading and feeding, we have Yosef, his beloved son, Joseph. But we also have the narrative of Yehuda or Judah, the patriarch Judah, which Mr. Vegas obviously confused, you know, with the lion of the tribe of Judah. See, first there was Judah, then Judah, you know, he had youths and thing, and then they became more and they became a tribe. And then we have the lion that comes from that tribe of Judah. Right there. But just to share that right here, since it kind of corresponds, the main point, one of the points concerning his, you could say his daughter-in-law, you know, when she dressed up as a harlot, so forth and so on. But the first question he asked was concerning who is the lion of the tribe of Judah in Revelation, the Ethiopian. Yes? The artists, the band called the Ethiopians. Are you not as the children of Ethiopians or the Neo children of children of Israel? So here, conquering lion of Judah. Hear this, Mr. Vegas.
What a war.
King George VI, 6,113 years. So you can talk, some of them are propaganda. Only make time and hold on stronger. Remembering the days of old, that's where we go. Old time something, come back again. Yes, he's the King of Kings, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah, he's the healer of God, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah, I say yeah. What a war, and so we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war, so we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war, so we go.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
In Slavia. Yeah.
The home place is to
the Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of the conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain. The conquering Lion shall break every chain.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
in Slavia.
The home place is to
today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makomon. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior. and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Axum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the elect of God.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Into this strange twilight world between yesterday and today, Haile Selassie was born. Now, after 80 years, he looks back on a lifetime that has spanned the gap between the 2,000 years of African tradition he inherited and our own jet-propelled international revolution that threatens to overwhelm him. One of his earliest memories is of the way our world first encroached on his, with the arrival in Ethiopia of the first British diplomatic mission to the court of his half-uncle Menelik. He was 5 years old. The year was 1897, just a year after the great victory of Adowa, and the British mission on its way to Addis Ababa stayed with the young Haile Selassie's father in the town of Harar. Harar then was a newly conquered province of Menelik's empire, taken from Muslim hands. Haile Selassie's father, Ras Makonnen, was Menelik's governor for Harar and a favorite to succeed to the throne. In Muslim hands, Harar had been a secret city, closed to non-Muslims for centuries. 40 years earlier, the British explorer Richard Burton had only been able to get here disguised as an Arab. He didn't think much of what he saw. The streets were stony and narrow, the faces were stern and secretive. He thought they justified the local proverb, hard as the heart of Harar. Harar's not a great deal better now, but for what change there is, Haile Selassie's father can take some credit. He allowed French priests to open this little mission school in the town and sent his son, Tafari Makonnen, to learn from them. 70 years later, French is still the only foreign language Haile Selassie speaks with any fluency. Today, the school is little changed, but in coming here as a boy, Haile Selassie recalls that he had an advantage given to very few others in the empire at that time. And he's been obsessed with the value of education ever since. His father is remembered by Haile Selassie as an unusually enlightened man. He built Harar's first hospital. He opened the first Ethiopian state school. And because he knew he might one day become emperor himself and that Tafari would succeed him, he tried to prepare his son as best he could for the changes that he knew were bound to come from the traditional ways of the old world to the revolutionary demands of the new. So throughout his boyhood, the young Tafari lived happily in his father's house with a future that seemed secure. But suddenly, his father died, and Tafari passed at once from security into a world of medieval intrigue. He was only 13. Menelik was dying, paralyzed by a stroke. He had no son of his own, and with Rasmaconnon's death, the last chance of a clear succession had gone. His court was racked with the jealous plots of rivals for his throne. There was Taitu, his aging queen. Zauditu, his daughter, equally determined to get the throne herself. Rasmichael, a powerful provincial warlord, scheming to put his dissolute son and Menelik's nephew, Liege Yasu, on the throne. Against such plotters, the young Tafari had no chance. He was exiled as governor of another conquered province. Meanwhile, Menelik's palace, seized with treachery and murder, like the household of some African King Lear. For 5 years, the conspiracies tore the court apart, until in 1911, the doddering Menelik at last revealed his choice. Rasmichael's son, Liege Yasu, was the heir to his throne. The queen and his daughter were thrust aside, and Tafari Mekonnen joined Ethiopia's other barons in swearing an oath of loyalty to his rival. As a reward, he was sent to his father's old job as governor of Harar. In Harar, Tafari was safely out of the way, a week's journey from the capital. He was just 19, but he was experienced far beyond his years. Already he knew not only how to run a province, but how to play a waiting game, and he knew there was still a crown to play for. He needed all his caution, because when Menelik died at last, and Liege Yasu was crowned, the new emperor was already half mad with syphilis, turning from youthful dissipation to exotic vice and murder. He tried to murder Tafari on this lake near Harar, where Tafari often went boating with friends. This time, Liege Yasu bribed a servant to hold the boat so that it sank in the middle of the lake. A friend was drowned. Tafari survived by swimming ashore. The foreign embassies dabbled in these plots as well. The new diplomats who'd surrounded Menelik now imposed on these medieval intrigues the shape of approaching war in Europe. Germany and Turkey stood with Liege Yasu. Britain, France, and Italy swung to Tafari's side. It was 1914, and as the guns opened up on Europe's western front, 4,000 miles away, the contest in Ethiopia took an older shape. Christianity once again prepared for a clash with Islam. A Muslim empire in Africa was the bait dangled before Liege Yasu by Germany and Turkey, and in his craze for power, the new ruler of a Christian empire became a Muslim in all but name. For the Christians, it was the last straw. Vice, murder, and rape they were accustomed to, but apostasy struck at the heart of their tradition. Liege Yasu was formally excommunicated from the Ethiopian church, and with British encouragement, Tafari was proclaimed regent with the title of Ras, or prince. He was 24 years old. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the Elect of God. The echoes of 16 centuries of Christianity sound with undiminished faith through Ethiopia's churches now. In Ethiopia was a sort of barbaric Byzantium, and a crusading church as well, bestowing the light of Christ upon the heathen tribes. But like other crusaders, it was beset by the growing power of Islam. From over the Red Sea, the Arabs swept into Africa with their own revelation. Soon, Ethiopia was a Christian stronghold surrounded by the Muslim world. Come on. Hidden in the mountains from the Muslim invasion, the emperors and priests of Ethiopia kept the Christian faith alive. Here in the 12th century, the emperor Lalibela carved out of the rock the churches of what he hoped would be a new Jerusalem. It was the empire's capital for 100 years and came to be known as Lalibela after its creator. 800 years later, Haile Selassie was to come here to pray for deliverance from Italy's invasion of his country. At the worst moment of his life, it was his way of declaring his ultimate faith in the God who was so essential to his empire's tradition, a tradition that the monks of Lalibela still voice in a haunting mixture of orthodox plain chant and African rhythm. With Islam, church and state became inseparable, and the Christian powers of Europe sent emissaries to the emperors to help them against the Muslims. One of them may have been Prester John, some Western Father Jean, perhaps, exiled and forgotten here for a lifetime. But in spite of Western help, many of the empire's provinces were overrun. The emperors themselves became nomads, wandering the highlands from camp to camp. Until here, at Gondar, in the 17th century, they came to rest again in renewed splendor.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Gondar was only a brief revival of a declining empire. In another 100 years, the court was on the march again, still carrying the Christian banner, but challenged at every step by powerful feudal barons, as the kings of medieval England used to be. Only the church held Ethiopia together, and gradually authorities shifted again towards the church strongholds in the central mountains. Here, the empire that Haile Selassie would inherit began to take shape under King Sahle Selassie, his great-grandfather. King Sahle was one of the most powerful barons, and it was to him that the new commercial empires of 19th century Europe came with their gifts and guns. And his kingdom was the foundation on which the Ethiopian empire was rebuilt. Its revival was heralded by a Christian crusade, led by a man who was half monk, half warrior, and who defeated all other contenders for the throne, the Emperor Theodore. But in 1862, Theodore fell foul of Queen Victoria. By a misunderstanding, she failed to answer one of his letters, and in a huff, Theodore imprisoned a British consul and some European missionaries in his mountain fortress at Magdala. When 5 years of diplomacy failed to secure their release, the British at last sent a military expedition to recover them. It was a ponderous exercise, but effective. With elephants, gun carriages, and Indian sepoys under the command of General Napier, they clambered steadily into the mountains that had been Ethiopia's best defense for so long. The Ethiopians were no match for them. They had few rifles and no artillery to save their old empire from the new world. As Napier's army approached their last stronghold, Theodore shot himself. The new concept of empire had triumphed over the old. Yet in Theodore's medieval crusade, there was a glimpse of a new Ethiopia. And 20 years later, under the Emperor Menelik, grandson of Sahle Selassie and half-uncle to Haile Selassie, That glimpse became something like reality. Europe's scramble for Africa was then in full swing, and as the Western empires planted their flags all over the continent, only Menelik's Ethiopia seemed able to stand against them. At Addis Ababa in Haile Selassie's old kingdom, Menelik created a new capital for his empire. It was Ethiopia's first permanent capital since the heyday of Gondar, 200 years before. Menelik's palace is still used 80 years later by Haile Selassie, and to him it's a permanent reminder of the day when Ethiopia showed that it could, after all, resist the power of Europe, when Menelik's army in these mountains defeated an Italian invasion at the Battle of Adowa. The year was 1896, and the traditional Ethiopian painting tells the story of a modern awakening. It was the first time a European army had been defeated by Africans since Hannibal beat the Romans 2,000 years ago. Menelik's celebrations were huge and noisy. For days on end, the drink ran like water, and the tables were red with the blood of raw meat. In the rejoicing, the Ethiopians hardly noticed that they had still to pay a price for their independence. From now on, they would be enmeshed in the quarrels of the European powers. While the new ambassadors and their lady wives looked with astonishment at Menelik's medieval feasts, they were secretly seeking for allies here in the power struggle that was raging in Europe.
Selassie I the first, the emperor of Ethiopia, and the earth rightful ruler, as I would really keep on rocking it to you. Yeah! Now I would call this a history lesson, but it is not history, because history is always leaving out my mother. Mama Africa, Mount Zion High, the birthplace of the Queen of Sheba, the wife of King Solomon, who is the father and the mother of the Lion of Judah. Yeah, I'm telling it to you, straight and direct. Now watch out. Taparai Makonnen was a young youth, and him asked to see the Ark of the Covenant, for real. And the priest them and the Abuna was frozen, and them can't move. And the little youth Taparai walking at the Ark of the Covenant and speak with joy. Selassie high, Rastafari high, and high, and high. Now, we know say, the earth's rightful ruler dwells in Mount Zion high, and the Pope of Rome represents Satan upon this earth. Chowas, I would tell you. Them I say the Pope never bowed to no man. Well, we have the picture, the Pope of Rome upon his knees, in front of I and I Emperor Haile Selassie I the first. Yeah! Rastafari high and high and high, for Zion high and high, as I would tell you. Now, when Mussolini was scheming with the Pope of Rome to hatch up with Hitler and invade the world and destroy everything, the first place Mussolini won't go is Ethiopia, to take all of the artifacts of the church of the original people upon the earth back to Satan up in him Roman chamber. So I would tell you, well, this I really wanna truth, y'all, baby. Badoo, 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 baby. This I really wanna truth, y'all, baby. Badoo, badoo, baby. Now, when France and England and Spain and the League of Nations sat idly by and watch as Mussolini gas farm Ethiopia, raping I and I mother, murdering I and I father, destroying I and I children. What am I going to do? Drop gas bomb, poisonous gas, shot people, killing people. I'm going to tell you, El Selassie, I go to the League of Nations and him tell them straight up, if you not fight for Ethiopia, these two will invade the rest of Europe and the whole of you will fall. And him prophesize World War II, and that is truth and rights. The earth's rightful ruler, I tell you, said that. For real. 5 years in Ethiopia, man a fight with spears and knives upon nothing. And them a take weapons with them bare hands, fighting in ravine and gully. Independent Ethiopians, Mussolini never beat them down. For real. Now when the English decide to mix up and give weapons to El Selassie the first, it was too late. Too late for them. Babylon was ready to move, and Hitler and Mussolini destroyed Europe and wrecked the industry and wrecked the society. And they even bombed London, and they bombed the biggest cathedral in England, and the biggest church in England was burned to the ground. And Selassie, I tell them, said that them should have protect Ethiopia in the first place.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
I heard another voice from heaven saying, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities, her iniquities, her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. And double unto her double, according to her works. And double unto her double. And double unto her double. And double unto her double. To her double. To her double. And double unto her double, according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. And double unto her double, according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double.
Double. Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have song time according to the world.
مزمور 121 بقنس 122 يا داويت يا ماعرج مزمور ود اغزابير بيتن هيد بالون غزي دسالي يروساليم هوي اغروتشاچين بادبابايش قومو يروساليمس ارس برسوا اند تغطغطچ كتما تسرتالنج يا اغزابيرن سم يا مسغلو زند ለእስራኤል ምስክር ሊሆኑ የእግዚአብሔር ነገዶች ወደዚያ ይወጣሉ። ዙፋኖች በዚያ ለፍርድ ተቀምጣዋልና የዳዊት ቤት ዙፋኖች ለኢየሩሳሌም ሰላምን ለምኑ አንተንም ለሚወዱ ልማት ይሁን በኃይልህ ሰላም በጌጠኛ ቤትህም ልማት ይሁን ስለ ወንድሞቼ ስለ ባልንጀሮቼም በውስጥሽ ሰላም ይሁን አሉ ስለ አምላካችን ስለ እግዚአብሔር ቤት ላንቺ መልካምነትሽን ፈልግ
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Good.
going out to the nation. With no doubt, who step out to lead black man's nation? And a joke, you just know you're out. But tell yourself the nation can't wrong and wrong. Hey, I'm feeling so high, reaching Mount Zion. I make preparation. Come out, you suck up your mouth. I and I are Ethiopian. I like mountains round about Jerusalem. So is Malcolm so happy. Stand around high and high and high and high and high. Hey, like mountains round about Jerusalem.
Yisrael, hear today's daily song. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 122, Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, the good is right here from His Majesty's Bible, the Metzav Kedus, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Conquering Lion, His Bible right here. Here the parallel version, Mezmore Dawit, going through verse by verse of today's daily song, Psalms of David. Here, parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD, the King James, the English King James, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the 1961 AD, the Royal Amharic Text, originally published by Moa Anbesa Zem Negeta Yehuda. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah has prevailed. Gormawi Kermawi Haile Selassie's Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie First, the Yume Exialia, the elect of the sustainer, the elect of God, Negusa Neges Ze Ethiopia. So here, the HIM, His Imperial Majesty Bible, the King of Kings Bible, and the King James Version side by side. Right here, today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David from the Gutters, Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, David. Here we have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Haya And, the Kinfus, Meto Haya Hulet. So here to break down the Achazot, the numbers, Meto Haya An is 121. The Kinfus in the parentheses, we have Meto Haya Hulet, corresponding with the later numbering, Psalm 122, the conventional numbering. So here, Mezmore Dawit, Psalm, chant, intonation of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Meto Haya An, 121, Bekinfwis, in the parentheses, Bekinfwis, Meto, 100, Haya, 20, Hulet, 2. Superscription right here. Now, the theme of today's daily psalm is Yerusalem, Elil, Beyi. Yerusalem, Elil Beyi, speaking to Jerusalem, telling her to rejoice, to hallelujah, Elil, the Elil, Elil, the Elilta, the Elil, to hallelujah, hallelujah, speaking to Jerusalem, speaking to she, Yerusalem, Elil, Beyi, 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 Elil Beyi, saying to she, speaking to a woman, right, the feminine, telling her to hallelujah, to praise Isis, to exalt. The Elilta, Yerusalem, Elil Beyi. Now here from the Sefer Tehillim, we have the pilgrim's joy. One interpretation, one Targum in the Amharic, the Targum interpretation, the Hebrew, the Targum, it makes the psalm, the Mezmur, a
Pilgrim's happy meditation after he had returned home from his visit to Jerusalem. According to other expositors, it describes the pilgrim's sensations while he is standing within the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, the holy house, the temple precincts. The latter view, it seems to many, you know, to be most probable. But here, today's daily psalm, Mezmur Dawit, Metohaya An, Bekinfwis Metohaya Hulet. Superscription, Ye Dawit, Ye Ma'arig, Mezmur, Ye Dawit of David, Ye Ma'arig, ascension, going up, degree, Mezmur Chan, a song of degrees of David, a song of degree. Here, Ye Dawit, Ye Ma'arig, Mezmur, Kuter, and verse 1. What Xavier Beit in heed, Balungize, Tesaling. I was glad when they said to me, let us go, make I and I go into the house of the Lord, into the house of the sustainer, into the house of Xavier, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, father. What Xavier, towards Xavier, the sustainer's Beit, house. What Xavier Beit? In heed, let us go, make I and I go, in heed, make I and I go, make us go, let's go. Balung, when they said to I, Balungize, in the time that they said to I, des, happy, des, aling, I was happy, I was glad, des, aling. What exiaver bait, in heed, Balungize, des, aling. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Jerusalem, hoy, egrochachin badababayish omu. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, hoy, saying to she, Jerusalem, hoy, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, hoy, egrochachin. Igrochachin, igr foot, igroch feet, igrochachin, I and I feet, our feet, igrochachin, beadababayish, adababai, a square, it's like a square or the gates, like the squares, like the meskel adababai in Ethiopia, you know, meskel square. Here we have beadababayish, in your speaking to she, beadababayish, beadababayish. In your square, in your gates, bringing out the translated sense of gates, in your square, right? Badababayish, komu, they stand. Igrochachin, our feet. Badababayish, in your square, to say in your gates, in your square, komu, they stand. Kuter Hulet, again, Jerusalem, hoy, igrochachin. But the Babayishuk Omu, Kuter source, verse 3. Jerusalem is Ersper Swa and Tegetech Katama Tesartalech. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Jerusalem, with the at the end, Jerusalem is, and as regarding Jerusalem, Ars, Ba'arswa, one and Ars, each in her, Ars, Ba'arswa, to say like he in her, like each in her, in the like, to get etch, being like closely built, like you see in some of the eastern cities over in the east, the community, it's like the houses are almost like a whole hill, like a mountain, they are very close, tight, to get etch. Very close, compact. Tegetegetech. Jerusalem is Ersberswa. Inde tegetegetech. Ketama, a city. She is a city, right? Compact together. Ersberswa. One in her. Inde tegetegetech. Ketama. Tesertalech. She is builded. like to be founded, and then like a founded, like building, right? She is builded. She is founded to Sertalech, like a founder that lays a foundation, right? And builds on that foundation. Kutarasos in Degana again. Yerushalemis, Arasverswa, in the Tegetekatech Katamata Sertalech. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Yeg ziavirin sima yamesa genu zen le Israela misakur lihonu yeg ziavirin negadoch what is ya yewet alu whither or where the tribes go up. The tribes of Exiavi here to sustain it to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of Exiavi to sustain the good generous ab ye Exiavi herin. Yeah, of Exiavihir, the sustainer, the nih, the definite object marker of the verb here. Yeah, Exiavihirin, sim, the name of the sustainer. Yeah, Exiavihirin, sim. Yeah, Exiavihirin, sim. Yameskenu, zen. Yameskenu. They praising, so that they praise, so that they praising the name. So they praise, exalt, thank and praise the name of the sustainer. Yeah, Gizyavi Harina Sima Yamesa Gnu Zen. Le Israel. For Israel. Le Israel. Le Israel Misakur witness. Witness for Israel. Lihonu. Lihonu. For to be, they to be, for them to be a witness. For Israel, le Israel misker lihonu, ye egziavihir, of the sustainer of Yahuwah, of the sustainer, negadoch, like when we say moa anbesa, this is good, is here, right here, moa anbesa ze'im negede Yehuda. So we have the negadoch, the tribes, ye egziavihir, of the sustainer, negadoch, the tribes of the sustainer of Exiavia, what is Zia? Whether towards Zia, towards Zeya, Yewetalu, they go up. They like kind of like wet eyes, like kind of like to come out, but it also has a sense of like going up, like if you're going up into like a mountain. So the sense in the translated sense of going up, seeing that Yerushalayim, Holy Land, the mountainous land, Kuter Arat, verse 4 again. Yeg Ziavirin Sim, Yameskenu Zen. Lesarala miskur lihonu ye gziar negadoch what is ya you what alu uter amis verse 5 zufanocha what is ya leferda tekemat walina ye dawit beta zufanoch for there are set thrones of judgment the thrones of the house of David of David of David. Zufanoch. Zufan is a throne. Zufanoch are thrones. Zufanoch, thrones. Bezia. Bezia. Izia there. Be in. Zia. In there. There. In there. Bezia. Le ferd. For ferd. Le ferd. Le ferd. Tekemt awalina. Tekemt awalina. They are tekemt. They are like, they are seated. Almost like to see they are seated for judgment. Tekemt awalina. They are seated for judgment. Thrones, bezia, there are thrones seated for judgment, or they are seated thrones for judgment. Zufanoch bezia leferd tekemt awalina. Ye David of David. Ye David Beit house of David. Ye David Beit. Zufanoch, the thrones of the house of David, of David. Kuter Amis and Degana, verse 5 again. Zufanoch, Bezia lefer tekem tawalina. Ye David Beit, Zufanoch. Kuter Sedis, verse 6. Le Yerusalem, Salamina lemnu. Antinema lemia wedidu, lemat yehun. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Le for Jerusalem, for Jerusalem. Le Jerusalem, Salamin, salam, peace, salamin, the definite article on peace, the object of the verb, lemnu, 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 lemnu. Here a command to lemene, to beseech, to like supplicate. It has a sense in Bamarin to supplicate, or in another sense like to beg, beg, beseech, lemnu. Le Yerusalem, salamin, lemnu. Beseech, supplicate for the peace, supplicate peace for Jerusalem. Le Yerusalem, salamin, lemnu. Antonym, antonym, and you, right? And you here, ante, ante is like speaking to a man, ante, ante. It's like saying you, the I and I would say the I, or in the regular English, it's like saying you male, ante. Here we have antonym, and you male, and the I male, antonym, and the I male, lemia wededu, those who wadada, those who wedede, wedede, those who love, lemia wededu, those who love, ante, antonym, lemia wededu, lemat, 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 to say from lema, 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 to prosper. Like, you know, when the summertime come or crops come and you see the greenness and the prosperity, that word there, lemma, right, to be verdant, to be green, but the sense here of to prosper. Antonym, lemia, what to do, lemat, prosperity, yehun, 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 let it become, let it be. Let it be. In the Royal Amharic, it corresponds to the Hebraic, the Amen. So be it. The Amen. Let it be. Right? The we can say the fiat. Let it be. Yehun, Yehun. Puter sedis indegana. Le Yerusalem. Salamin lemnu. Antonym. Let me what to do? Lemat Yehun. Puter sabat. Verse 7. Bechayle salam. Begetenya beitehim lemat yehun. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Here we have bechayle, chayil, chayil, in the from the Ethiopic in the Royal Amharic and Amharic, chayil, power, right? Chayil, might and power, chayil. Also in the Hebrew, the chayil as well. Here we have bechayle, bechayle. In the I male power, bechaylih. Here, continuing the ante mentioned in verse 6, antonym lemia wededu, and those who love the I male, lemat yehun, let there be prosperity, right, for them. Kut el sabat here, verse 7, bechaylih, bechaylih. In the I male might, power, the I chayil, salam. Salam, peace, and in the I chayil, salam, peace. Begetenya, begetenya. Here is like a decorated, almost like something that is decorated, like geter, but here getenya, a decorated beitahim, and in your decorated house, begetenya beitahim, beit beitah, the I male beitahim, and in the I male. Decorated house, begetenya beitahim, beitahim, begetenya beitahim, lemat, lemat. That word again from lema, lema, lema. Or in a direct sense, as we said, it's like when crops like become green, like the greenness, like the fruitfulness of the land, agriculturally speaking. But it also has in a secondary sense like prosperity. Begetenya beitahim. And for your decorated house, lemat, peace, oh, prosperity. Here, prosperity, let there be prosperity. It's interesting when we compare here the Royal Amharic with the KJV, peace be within thy walls. It says, bechayle, and in the I male power, salam, in the I power, thy might, thy chayil, thy chayil, thy chayil, bechayle, in the I male power, might and power, salam. Peace, begetenya beitahim, and in your decorated house, lemat, prosperity yehun, let there be prosperity, lemat yehun, lemat yehun. Kut el Bendegana, the fuller verse, Kutar Sabat, Bendegana, Behaile Salam, Begetenya, Betehim, Lematihun, Kutar Cement, verse Cement, verse 8. Sila Wandamoche, Sila Balinjeroche, Bewistisha Salam Yuhun Alu. For my brethren, them, and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Now, here's interesting when we look at, you know, the divine, you know, the male and the female within this verse here. It says, Sile, because of concerning Wendemoche, Wendemoche, a brother, Wendemoche, brothers, Wendemoche, my brothers, Sile, because concerning Wendemoche, concerning my brothers, Sile Wendemoche, Sile, because concerning Balingeroche, Balingera, the singular, Bale, one who has, Injera, the original meaning of like a neighbor, Balingera, Balingera, one who has injera in that sense. And we have the meso, the round table, and the tradition of ones eating very closely together on the injera. Here we have in the Royal Amharic the term Balingera, right? A more biblical Amharic term for neighbor. Sile Balingeroche. So Balingeroche, like ones who have bread or share bread, Balingeroche. And my bread companions, we like to translate this from the Royal Amharic, the biblical Amharic, as my bread companions. But in the conventional sense, sometimes they will also translate as neighbor. Sile Wendemoche, because of my brethren, my Wendemoche. Sile Balingeroche, and because of my bread companions. Bewistish. Wist in Amharic means like in, bewist, like within. Within the at the end here, I'm speaking to she, but with ish and in the eye, speaking to she and in the eye, like in the innermost, like in the eye, but with ish, salam, salam, peace, yehun, let there be peace, let salam be in the eye, speaking to she, but with ish, salam, yehun, alu, alahu, alahu. My alehu, alehu, alu, alu. I have said, Uter cement and degena, sila wendemoche, sila balingeroche, but with tish, salam yuhun, alu. Uter zetain, verse 9, right here, verse 9. Salam lakachin, sila gaziavi herbait, lanshi, malkamanetishin, Falegu, because of the house of Exiavihir, I and I Amlak, worshipful one, I and I God, I will seek thy good. Sile, 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 because of concerning Sile Amlakachin, I and I Amlak, I and I worshipful one, here corresponding to the translated sense of God. Sile Amlakachin, Sile Exiavihir, concerning the sustainer, Yahweh, bait, house, lanchi, le for anchi. Anchi is the second person pronoun speaking to a woman, speaking to the feminine, speaking to a woman, anchi. So here it says le anchi in the Royal Amharic, lanchi, le anchi, lanchi, lanchi, for you. Speaking to she. Melkamenet to shin. Melkam means good. Melkamenet means goodness. Melkamenetish is saying to a woman, your goodness. Lanchi melkamenet to shin. And your goodness with the definite, the verb, definite object mark, the ni at the end. Lanchi melkamenet to shin. Felegu. Felegehu. Felegu. Felegu, felegu, I will felege. Felege is to seek, in a sense of seek. It also, sometimes they might, you know, ones might ask you, minta felegale, what do you seek? What do you, sometimes the translator will say want, though want is a whole different, wanty, wanty is a whole different thing. But I will seek, I will seek for Legahu. I will seek Sile Amlakachin because of our Amlak, our worshipful one, our Elohim, our God. Sile Gaziaria because of Yahweh, right? Beit, the stainless house. Lanchi, for you, she, speaking to she, for you. Melkamenet to Shin, you're good for Legu. I will seek. Salam la kachin selek ziavi herbeit lanchi melkamenet shin for Lego. Here today's daily psalm. So here, I'd like to share a 3-in-1 here. You know, gonna write up the Hebrew coming forward, but again, the royal Amharic is here. Abraham Chebude, no thanks. I must acknowledge. Yes, I. Rastafari.
מזמור קכ"ב שיר המעלות לדוד. שמחתי ואומרים לי בית אדוני מלך, עומדות היו רגלינו בשעריך ירושלים, ירושלים הבנויה כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו, ששם עלו שבטים שבטיה עדות לישראל להודות לשם אדוני. כי שמה ישבו כסאות למשפט, כסאות לבית דוד. שאלו שלום ירושלים, ישליו אוהבייך. יהי שלום בחילך, שלווה בארמנותייך. למען אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית אדוני אלוהינו, אבקשה טוב לך. מזמור קכ"ב שיר המעלות לדוד.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will speak thy good.
Mizmor kof kafle, mizmor kof kafte, shir ha'ma'ilot l'dawit. Samachti ve'omrim li Beit Yahuwah nelek Omdot hayu raglein Bi'she'arayik Yerushalayim Yerushalayim habnuya Ke'ira shechubra lach yachda Shesham alu ha'shevatim Shivteya eduta le'Yisrael Lehodota l'shem Yahuwah Ki shama Yashvua kisota l'mishpat Kisot l'veit Dawid Shalu shalom Yerushalayim Yishlayua ohevayik Yihi shalom b'chilek Shalva בארמנותייך למען אחיה ורעיה אדברה נא שלום בק למען בית יהוה אלוהינו אבקשה טוב לק 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 לק
Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, today's daily psalm.
according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the Order of Malachias Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof, Kaf Veit, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, O Yisrael, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the Order of Malachias Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof, Kaf Veit, Mizmor Kof, Kaf Veit, Psalm 122. Shir ha-ma'ilot le-Dawid, samachti be'omrim li, beit Yahuwah nelek. A song of ascent of David. I rejoice when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Shir ha-ma'ilot, a song of ascent, a song of degrees, a song of going up. Shir ha-ma'ilot le-Dawid, of David. Samachti, I rejoice, be'omrim li, when they said to me, Beit Yahuwah Nelek, make I and I, let us go to the house of Jehovah. Samachti beomrim li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Here. First verse, the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Samachti beomrim li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shelah Ha'olamin, Master of the Universe, I have heard men say, when will this old man die, so that Shlomo Beino, Solomon, his son, will come and build the appointed shrine to which we, I and I, shall ascend in pilgrimage? Nevertheless, I rejoice, Samachti, despite what they said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, assured I, Ki tov yom, b'chitzareka me'aleif, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Here, according to the words of Mizmor Pe Dalet, Psalm 84, verse 11, Ki tov yom, b'chitzareka me'aleif, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. For good day, Ki tov yom, Ba'chitzareka me'aleif, for a day in thy courts, ba'chitzareka, is better than a thousand me'aleif. That is, I prefer a single day in which thou, the I, occupiest thyself with Torah, occupiest thyself with Torah, to the thousand burnt offerings which thy son, Beinikah Shlomo, thy son Solomon, will offer up before me, before I, on the altar. And here, a midrash note, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Vayelecha hamelecha givona lizboach sham ki yehia habama hagdola elef olota ya'ile shlomo allah hamizbeach hahu. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. Vayelek hamelecha givona lizboach sham, for that was the great high place. Ki yehi habama hagdola, 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Elef olota ya'ile shlomo al hamizbeach hahu. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4. No generation is without its scoffers. No generation is without its scoffers. What did the impudent men of Dawid, of David's generations, do? They used to walk by Dawid, by David's window, and say to him, Dawid, when will Hekalo HaHekal, when will the temple be built? And when shall I go to the house of the Lord? And Dawid and David would say to himself, even though they intend to provoke me, even though they intend to provoke I swear that what they ask makes me rejoice, samachti, in my heart, believe me. Hence, hear, 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 he said, I rejoice when they said to me, let us, Micah and I, go to the house of the Lord. Samachti, beomrim li, Beit Yahuwah Nelek, Beit Yahuwah Nelek. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet stood because of thy gates, O Yerushalayim. Hear, hear, hear the Beit verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit. Omdot hayu ragleinu biyashi arayik Yerushalayim. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, what made our feet stand firm in war? The gates of Jerusalem, the gates of Yerushalayim, where we, I and I, occupied ourselves with Torah. Where we occupied ourselves with Torah, with Jah's directions, instructions. Omdot hayu ragleinu, bi yesh arayik Yerushalayim. Our feet are standing within thy gates, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem. Here, 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 Midrash notes gates here. She'ar in the phrase, bi she'arayik, the eye gates speaking to she, bi she'arayik. Gates, she'ar. As often elsewhere in rabbinic writings, gates, she'ar, stands for the courts of learning and of law. Gates stands for the courts of learning and the courts of Torah and the courts of Torah and the courts of law. That's what made our feet stand firm in war. The gates of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, where we, I and I, occupied I and ourselves with Torah. Omdot hayu ragleinu. Our feet are standing. Omdot hayu ragleinu. Biyesh arayik Yerushalayim. Within thy gates, O Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Jerusalem, thou art builded. Hear, hear, hear. The Gimel Gamel, the third verse. Yerushalayim habnuya, Yerushalayim habnuya, Jerusalem that art builded. Rav Yohanan taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I will not enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim until I can enter the earthly Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will not enter into the heavenly Jerusalem until I can enter the earthly Jerusalem. For it is said, even in Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is builded in the midst of thee, of the eye, I will not enter into the city. Hear, 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 Hosea. Hosea 11 and 9. Full of verse that reads, I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. And I will not come in fury. Lo e'aseh chronapo, lo ashuv alei shachet Ephraim. Ki el anochi v'lo ish be'ekir bekak adosh v'lo avo be'ir. So here, 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 the Midrash notes. So also the RV, the Revised Version, the JV, the Yehudi Version, it reads, I will not come in fury. However, the Hebrew word ir, may mean either city or the state of being roused. The state of being roused. Hence, here, 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 fury. So here, Rav Yohanan, according to the reading in Hosea 11 and 9, until the Holy One is built. In the midst of thee, I will not enter into the city, or I will not come in fury. With lo abo be'ir, the lo avo be'ir, with lo abo be'ir. I will not enter into the city, I will not come in fury, but is there a heavenly Jerusalem, a heavenly Yerushalayim? Ken, yes, yay. For it is written, even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, here in Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit, verse Gimel, the third verse, Jerusalem, that are builded as a city, bound by fellowship to the other, bound by fellowship to the other. Yerushalayim, habanuya ke'ir shechubrah lah yachadau. Jerusalem, that are builded as a city that is compact together. Ki'ir shechubrah lah yachadau. Or, as a city bound by fellowship, bound by fellowship. Shechubrah, shechubrah, shechubrah lah yachadau. Fellowship to the other. And here, a Midrash note, it was believed that Jerusalem had its prototype in Shemaima Shemaim in the heavens, and that the two cities were situated exactly opposite of each other. Here. An additional Midrash here, Shechubrah, Shechubrah lah, Ke'ir Shechubrah lah, Yachdav, here, as a city that is compact together, as a city bound by fellowship, chubra, chubra. Chubra comes from chabar, chabar, chaver, chabar, chaver, as we have chaberim, chaver, chavar, machiver, to unite, to join, to bind together, to be joined, to be coupled, to be in league, to heap up, to have fellowship with, to be compact. Also, in a sense, to be a charmer. Here, the H2266 word, chabar, chabar. At the root of the phrase we have here in the Gimel, the third verse, ke'ir shechubrah lah yachdal shechubrah, chubrah from chabar, to unite, to be joined. Also, to tie magic charms to charm. Also, to unite with, to make an ally, to unite, to join, to ally. To be in league, alliance together, to join oneself to. Here in the Strong's definition, this primitive root, chabar, at the root of shechubra, chubara, to join, whether literally or figuratively, specifically by means of spells, to fascinate, to charm a charmer also, as we have in the translation, to be compact, as a city that is compact together. Ke'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, as a city bound by fellowship to the other. Ke'ir shechubrah la yachdal, have fellowship with, to heap up, to join self, to join together, and to league, to be in league. And here, an additional Sefer Tehillim notes, this psalm is more Kof Kaf Beta, the pilgrim's joy song, as a city that is compact together. If the pilgrimage occurred after the work of Nehemiah had been finished, with the walls and ruined buildings restored, the words here, Shema Yisrael, the words here, they convey the impression that the city, now made in comparison with its former depressing appearance, it was now, a completed whole. A more satisfactory Targum does not see in the words a description of the city's material condition, but of its psycho-spiritual, religious, religious, and national purpose. The verb is compact. Chubara comes from chabar. This is used of human association, and yields the noun chabir, chabir, companion. In chabarim, chavarim, chabir, companion. Some say it's difficult to translate the phrase as the meaning, as a city in which companionship, shechubrah lah, together, was fostered, yachdal. It was the center that held the scattered tribes together in a coherent body. Now here, Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, took these words to mean that Jerusalem, is a city that makes all Yisrael, call Yisrael, all Israel, into a fellowship. Chabrim, Chabrim. That is, Israel, Yisrael, is deemed a fellowship whose members in their daily living, in their daily liberty, are observant of ritual and moral laws of the moral theocracy of His Divine Majesty. Chabrim, Chabrim. Question. For all the days of the year? Only, said Rav Ze'era, when the tribes go up to avow the name of the Lord, to avow the name of Jehovah. And here the Dalet verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf Beit of Psalm 122. Shesham Allu Shivatim Shivtei Yah Eduta LeYisrael LeHodota LeShem Yahuwah. Whither the tribes went up, Shesham Allu Shivatim. Even the tribes of Yah, even the tribes of Jah, Shivtei Yah, Eduta LeYisrael, as a testimony, for a testimony to Yisrael, Edut LeYisrael, LeHodota LeShem Yahuwah, to give thanks, to avow, to give thanks, LeHodot LeShem Yahuwah, to the name of Jehovah. That is to say, only during the pilgrimage festivals, only during the Shalosh Regalim, Chabarim. Rav Abin Bar Rab Ada taught in the name of Rab at the time at the Iowa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, causes His presence, His face, His perception to rest on Yisrael, on Israel, and testifies to the tribes being Amo, to the tribes being His people, His Bu. And here, a Midrash note, being His people, He will not testify concerning a man who marries a woman of base origin. That is to say, a woman whose descent is not free from blemish. For it is said, the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, when the testimony is that they are of Israel. Shesham alu shevatim, shivtei yah, edut liYisrael. And on what rest the Lord's testimony that they are of Israel? Edut liYisrael? It rests on their being undebased tribes of the Lord, undebased Shivtei Yah, tribes of Jah. Another reading, the tribes of the Lord, Yod He, Shivtei Yah, Shibtei Yah, the tribes of Jah, when the testimony was that they were of Yisrael, Edut Li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said, with my name, Shemi, I testify of the tribes of Israel, of Yisrael, that in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, they did not defile themselves by whoring. With my name, Shemi. Here, Midrash note, the letters, the Hebrew letters, Yod and He, making up the name Yah in the phrase Shivtei Yah, Shivtei Yah, of the Lord, the name Yah, the name Jah of Jehovah, occur in reverse as the initial and concluding letters, Hebraically speaking, in the names of the tribes at the time they left Mitzrayim, at the time they left Egypt. Limashal, and for example, we have the tribe of Reuben, here, Bamidbar, in Numbers, Kaf Veit, in Numbers chapter 26, for example, verse 7. We have the name, here, we have the name, Ha Reuveni, Ha Reuveni, Reuveni. Here we have the first letter, the He, in Ha, the definite article, the, Ha, and the last letter, Yod, in Ha-Reuveni. Ha-Reuveni. So here, we have the first and last letters in reverse as the initial and concluding letters in the names of the tribes of Israel at the time they left Egypt. For example, Numbers chapter 26, verse 7. Eile Misha Pechot Ha-Reuveni. These are the families of the Reubenites. Eile Misha Pechot Ha-Reuveni. And as example, verse 14, these are the families of the Simeonites. These, Eile Misha Pechot Ha-Shimoni. Again, Ha and Yod in the first and the last in reverse order of the name Yah. Ha-Shimoni. Eile Misha Pechot Ha-Shimoni. And also here, in verse 27, where it reads, these are the families of the Zebulunites. These are the families of the Zebulunites. Eile Misha Pechot Hazebuloni. Hazebuloni. And elsewhere throughout this chapter, Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 26, Bamidbar, Kaf, Wow. Kafav, Kaf, Wow. Therefore, Shibte Yah, the tribes of Yah, the tribes of Jah, when the testimony was that they were of Israel. Edut Li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with Shemi, my name, I testify of the tribes of Israel that in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, they did not defile themselves by hoeing, by whoring. And whence and where do we know that they were not even suspected of wantonness? Because it is said that, according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24 and 10, the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, went out among the sons of Yisrael. Vayetzei ben Isha Yisraelita v'hua ben Isha Mitzriya b'tok b'nei Yisrael. And the son of an Israelitish woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the b'nei Yisrael, among the sons, among the children of Israel. Vayetzei ben Isha Yisraelit v'hua ben Ish Mitzri b'tok b'nei Yisrael. Thereby, Scripture makes known the virtue of Yisrael, the virtue of Israel. For there was only one such wanton woman among them. And Scripture is careful to publish her name. And here, the Midrash note, Dibri's daughter, Shilomit, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer of the Hashem, a blasphemer. So here, Dibri's daughter, Shilomit, married to an Israelite, committed adultery with a Mitzri, with an Egyptian, and gave birth to a son who was to become a blasphemer. The virtue of Israel, of Yisrael, is clearly asserted in later revelation, even in Shir HaShirim and Song of Songs of Shlomo and Song of Songs of Solomon 4 and 12, where it reads, a garden barred is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gan na'ula echoti yakala gan na'ula ma'yana chatum. A garden shut up is my sister, gan na'ula echoti, my bride, kala gan ma'yan chatum. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed. A garden barred is my sister, my spouse, kala. Here, taken to mean Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. Dan na'ole choti yakala gan na'ola ma'iyana chatum. By a garden barred. Gan na'ol. It is meant that there was no pederasty. Pederasty is defined as sexual activity involving a man and a boy. By a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gala na'ola ma'iyana chatum. Kana na'ola chotia kala gala na'ola ma'iyana chatum. By a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gal na'ol ma'iyana chatum. This is meant that there was no fornication. According to Rav Natan, the garden barred, the Gana Na'ol, stands for the married woman of Yisrael, the married woman of Israel, and a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Gal Na'ol Ma'iyana Chatum. This stands for the betrothed woman of Yisrael, of Israel. Midrash note, they had no sexual relations until they were married, that is to say. Another comment, a garden bard is my spouse. A garden bard, gan na'ul, kala, my bride. A garden bard is my spouse. Dana na'ul, kala, and a spring shut up. Gal na'ol. This refers to two modes of cohabitation. One natural and the other unnatural. In the Midrash note, one natural and the other unnatural. See Leviticus Rabbah 32 and 5. Rav Acha taught Yerushalayim, Jerusalem will be rebuilt for the sake of the tribes of Yisrael, for the sake of the tribes of Israel. Here a reference to the Pesikta Rabati 4 and 1. For directly after it is said, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that art builded. Yerushalayim, Habanuya, Jerusalem, that art builded. There follows the words, whither, where, the tribes go up. Shesham alu shibatim. Shesham alu shibatim. Shibatim. Whither, where, shesham alu, they aliyah, they go up. Shibatim, the tribes. There, they will set thrones.